You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The Broncos coming after Favre, throws it over the middle, intercepted and dropped. The first championship for John Elway and the Denver franchise.
The crowd goes crazy. Jokic has a triple-double.
Intercepted by Colorado. Deion figures. Colorado has defeated Notre Dame 10-9.
It's good! Pain of the game. He just struck a dagger into the heart of the Detroit Red Wings.
Spanning Colorado sports, college and pro, it's time for Klar and Company, brought to you by PlayColorado.com with Michael Klar. National, regional, and local voices on Klar and Company are heard on the winnersandwiners.com hotline.
And welcome back. We've got a big last hour. Broncos Blast is next. Ian St. Clair, we go over the Broncos schedule. The Rockies, oh, they entered last week. The dreaded division portion of their schedule. Is the honeymoon over? We'll talk to Thomas Harding about that at 9:15, 9:30, our picks of the week. Three game sevens in the NHL alone. Big weekend Rockies game coming up. Avalanche, of course, against the Blues next week. And at 9:45, we'll close the show at Rock and Company's Rock and CU, talking to Adam Munsteiger, the attrition at CU. Can the NCAA's belated efforts now to enforce their rules on recruiting and payments that influence recruiting, can it make any difference? We'll get into that and the CU situation with running back transfer Ramon Jefferson, who may be going to the Tennessee Volunteers. We'll talk about all of that, brought to you this hour by the ColoradoSun.com, the award-winning digital news site, independent, locally owned, always nonpartisan. Sent every morning, the Sunriser arrives in your box, and they've got all kinds of newsletters on special topics that you want. It goes out to hundreds of thousands of Coloradans and beyond. Hey, if you're concerned about affordable housing, and I am, it is very tough on the young folks, especially with families. It is very hard on our family with young people who want to move out and start their own lives, especially if they have children. Then the Colorado Sun is not just reporting solutions. They will actually host experts in a public-private partnership, experts on those things, government incentives, zoning, all those solutions, in a free virtual event that you can attend this Tuesday, May 17th at 6 p.m. Sign up for the virtual forum at ColoradoSun.com. It's free, like the sun, the ColoradoSun.com. Sign up, and we welcome in Ian St. Clair. You can follow him at Ian St. Clair, at PlayColorado.com and at Mile High Report Radio Podcast. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Michael.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us this week. Lots going on, lots going with the schedule. Went through it with a little bit with Mark Kisla and Jimmy Armstrong earlier, making our predictions on the schedule. So maybe before we say how you got there, maybe we should just start out with what's the best guess, way too early. What's the Broncos' record at the end of this season?
I have it right now as 13. I have them at 13 wins. I think if you look at most of the sports books, I think they have the over or under wins at 10.5. I think that's a good number. I've been talking about it for a couple of weeks where I think the floor is 11. And I think I'm in between the 11 to 13 wins. Looking at the schedule, I have them at 13. Now, obviously, they could lose one or the two of the games that I have them winning. That would drop them down to 11, which is how you get to that mark. But right now I have it at 11. I have it at 13, and I think that's how it's going to end up, and we'll see.
All right. Well, hey, let's go through it. Let's take a look at Seattle against Houston. I break the schedule down this way: 6 division games, 5 gimmies, games that they should win. Of course, anything can happen in the NFL, and 6 tough matchups, half of which are at home. And that's how I broke it down. And I've got them easily with 8 wins if they win half the games in the division and the 5 gimmies, and then they just have to split the other 6 games, which are tough games and unpredictable games, even probably right up until kickoff, barring injury. Then you've got 11-6 team that's going to the playoffs and maybe even a division winner with a record like that. So let's go through it. Seattle and Houston, I'm guessing you've got those as Broncos wins.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whether it's Geno Smith or Drew Locke, I mean, come on. We've seen enough of Drew Locke to know that he's not going to be able to compete with Russell Wilson. I go, he's going to be amped up. Okay, whatever. So, yeah, both of those games should be wins for the Broncos.
If Drew Locke beats Russell Wilson, what was the point of the trade, right? it's unfathomable, right? All right, so pivotal game in Game 3, and the Broncos get it at home early in the season. Yep. They're facing Kyle Shanahan, the San Francisco 49ers, and everybody expected Trey Lance would be the quarterback here, and if that's the case, I've got this as a Broncos win. But if it's Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm not sure.
If it's Jimmy Garoppolo, it'll still be a win. So I have this as a win. I get it that people think that the defense is going to be tough. It very well could be, but you're playing against Jimmy Garoppolo or Trey Lance. So and the fact that the game is at home, it's on Sunday Night Football. So this is the first opportunity for the Broncos to be in a primetime game with Russell Wilson at home. Well, the Broncos are not going to lose this game.
I'm going to take the other side of this and say, wait a minute, Jimmy Garoppolo, the 49ers were 10-7 last year in the best division in football. This is not a weak team, and this is not a pushover coach. This is a guy who knows what he's doing and has had tremendous success. All right. I think it's a tough game.
I totally get that, but this is the first primetime game for Russell Wilson to be at home with this stadium, which has been 6 years of everyone knows it. Broncos are not losing this game.
All right. Hey, and the other wild card is, where is Deebo Samuel? Is he in San Francisco? Is he sharing time in the backfield, or is he somewhere else? That could be a huge factor in this game as well. All right. Next, they open division play on the road against a coach who would love to beat them in Josh McDaniels. They go to Vegas to Allegiant Stadium. This can be a tougher game than certainly if it was at home.
And this is I go back and forth with the first 2 divisional road games on the road between the Raiders and Chargers. I think they win this game, and then 2 weeks later, I think they'll lose to the Chargers. But I think it could be one of the two. If they beat the Raiders, I think they lose to the Chargers. If they lose to the Raiders, I think they beat the Chargers.
Okay, well, I have this as a loss. This is one of my 6 losses or so for them. And Josh McDaniels, who was really successful in a short span with the Broncos, and then, of course, over time, totally fell apart as a coach. All right, Indianapolis shows up 4 days later. At least it's a home game. But Indianapolis team 9-8 last year without a quarterback. Like the Broncos, they've added a quality quarterback. This is a tough game.
I think it will be a tough game, but I'm going to give to the edge to the Broncos since it's at home. The Colts are going to have to come on the road. I think Russell Wilson is a better quarterback than Matt Ryan. I think the difference is going to be Jonathan Taylor. We'll see the impact of Jones in the interior of the defensive line and how much of an impact he can make on slowing down Jonathan Taylor. I think that'll be the key to this game. I do think the Broncos will win it since it's at home, but this is one of those games that could flip either way.
Yep. Well, I agree. That is a question mark game, and I've got a win right there for the Broncos right now. You mentioned that the Broncos will split in your book either at Vegas or on week six at the Chargers. A lot of people are picking the Chargers ahead of the Broncos in the odds, in the NFL Super Bowl odds and stuff like that. All right, the Jets and Jacksonville are next. Jacksonville game's in London. It's the only curveball there. Jets will be much improved, but they should both should be good wins. I don't think you'll disagree with me of that. So if I jump to week 10 and they play at Tennessee, this is a Tennessee team that was 12-5 last year. They'll be home if Derrick Henry's healthy. He's formidable. I have this as a loss.
And I do not. I have this as a win because Ryan Tannehill showed what he is in that playoff game against the Cincinnati Bengals. And whether he's motivated or not, they don't have any weapons now since the trade of A.J. Brown to the Jets. So all the Titans have is Derrick Henry. I get it. Derrick Henry is a monster, but you mentioned it, even if he's even healthy. I have this as a win for the Broncos.
Well, Bronco fans are loving this segment. the ever-optimistic Ian St. Clair, we love it. All right. So we move on. Now Vegas at home, I think it's a win. I think it winds up being a revenge game. I think we would both agree on that. They go to Carolina. Yeah. That shouldn't be too much of a problem. But Baltimore is a perennial problem on December 4th.
Yes.
At Baltimore, they should be healthier this year. They'd have to be than they were last year. So I assume you've got Vegas a win, Carolina a win. But what about the Ravens?
I think this is a benchmark. I think this is the first benchmark for Russell Wilson and the Broncos. And I think it's good that it's in December. And I think it's even better that it's on the road. I don't think they're going to win. Even very few times the Broncos perform well in Baltimore and at the early game at 11 o'clock. I'm curious to see if they can at least keep it close. I want to know what they do with Lamar Jackson. I want to know what they do with this running defense. And I want to know what Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett do against this Ravens defense. This is a benchmark game. I think they're going to lose it. But I think this is where if you keep it close, you can make a statement still. And I think if they can somehow find a way to win, that would really make a statement. But I don't see this as a win for the Broncos. I think it's going to be a loss.
Well, we're in agreement on that one. Next comes, more earlier in the show, Mark Kisla asked me and Jimmy Armstrong, what game are you looking most forward to? For me, it's Sunday, December 11th. Kansas City comes to Empower Field. Kansas City's got a brutal schedule. I think they come in as a desperate team needing to win, still with playoff hopes alive, even division title hopes alive, because I think Kansas City is the real deal still. And I've got this one as a question mark, but I've got the Broncos finally breaking the streak.
This is going to be a win. This is the game on the schedule. They can finally beat the Kansas City Chiefs for the first time since week two of the 2015 regular season. The fact that was the last time the Broncos beat the Chiefs is crazy. Patrick Mahomes has never lost to the Broncos. Russell Wilson and the Broncos finally get off this losing streak and beat the Chiefs.
All right, I've got a questionable game in week 15 against Arizona, a team that was 11-6 last year in the best division in football, followed by a loss at the Rams and a loss at Kansas City. So the Arizona game on week 15 on Sunday, December 18th, becomes critical. How have you got that one?
I have it as a win. I have it as a loss to the Rams and loss to the Chiefs.
Okay, and then finishing up, I assume, with a win against the Chargers.
Correct.
And that gives you 13-4.
It does.
Wow. Very impressive. All right. In our last few seconds here, do the Broncos have a division title at 13-4? And what are their hopes? And how do you see them going beyond once they enter the playoffs?
I think if they get to 13-4, if they win two of those games that get them up to 13, I think they do win the division. I think it puts them in the hunt for having the number one or number two seeds in the AFC. And if that happens, The playoffs go through Denver, but I mean, obviously, this is orange and blue glasses on right now, and anything can happen over the course of a regular season, as we've seen multiple times. But I think having Russell Wilson come in here and having the impact that he's already having, this organization has been starved for somebody like Russell Wilson to lead them out of the dregs of where they've been the last 6 years. And I think Russell Wilson is going to do that. And I think it's going to be a fun season. And if they're able to get to that division title, they are absolutely going to be able to make a Super Bowl run.
Wow. Okay. Hey, I'm not surprised that this is how you see it, and really enjoyed getting your thinking. Ian St. Clair, Mile High Report, playcolorado.com. Read him at all of those places. Listen to his Mile High Radio podcast at Mile High Report Radio Podcast with Adam Malnati. Hey, thank you, Ian. Let's talk down the road.
Thanks, Michael.
All right. Ian St. Clair, we thank Ian. Hey, coming up next, games of the week, Scott Steen joins us. We do our picks against the spread. Man, three game sevens in the NHL and more right after this.
You're listening to Clar & Company with Michael Clar, brought to you by PlayColorado.com, Saturday mornings at 8.
All guests on Clar & Company are heard on the Winners and Winers.com hotline.